Hello boys and girls, and welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It is Daniel here again, and this is day 27 of the November special 3.0, 3 days till the month of November comes to an end. I'm excited because this is the last Sunday in the month of November. How are you doing? Did you take my advice yesterday and rest? Did you rest? Don't lie. Say the truth. So this is Thanksgiving season, as you already know. And this week we have been looking at why it's necessary for us to be thankful, why we need to be thankful. So I would be doing a recap of some sort. Yes. But before I do that, I would like to see. This is not to see now. It has always crossed my mind every time when I'm done recording the next day's episode. I'm like, I'm going to do this thing. Oh, I'm going to do this thing the next day. So I want to give a big shout out to Kelechi. Kelechi is my friend, a good friend of mine who has been on the podcast for how many times now? A lot of times. She has been on the podcast a lot of times. Kelechi has been doing short videos on Instagram since the beginning of the month, and honestly, I'm not really an Instagram person, but whenever I go on Instagram, his videos always pop up and I watch them, and they are very, very what's the word? It's not encouraging, no, wholesome. Yes, English, my god. They are very, very it's wholesome content. Very, very wholesome content, and I believe you should check it out. His handle is Kelechi in Lemibe, I believe. Yes, so check him out on Instagram, and you'd enjoy. He's doing a 30-day streak on Instagram, and honestly, I really applaud anybody who does any form of consistent work, because I know that it is not an easy thing to do. As also, Kelechi, when you listen to this, you're doing well. I love you. Moving right into today's episode, we would be looking at the different reasons why do we need to be thankful. What we have looked at this week, we would be doing a brief run through. Yeah, so I started off on Tuesday by saying we need to be thankful because we would see reasons. There are reasons, 1,001 reasons to be thankful. There are multiple reasons why we need to be thankful. And if you look at the year, if you look from January, February, March down to this very moment, you would find reasons enough to be thankful. You'll find reasons that you wouldn't ordinarily have remembered those reasons if you were not paying close attention to them. So if you look through your life, if you look through your this week, in fact, you would find reasons enough to be thankful. Another way to be thankful is by counting our blessings. You may say, ah, Daniel, nothing big, nothing grand has happened to and for me this year. Why do I need to be thankful? The little things make up the big stuff. It's Elijah. Why other people are having big stuff? Why must mine be the little things? Why can't mine be the big stuff? Why can't mine just be the big stuff? Genuinely, I do not have a response to that. I do not have an answer to why yours is just the small stuff. Or maybe, just maybe, it's small in your mind, but it's big in another person's eye. So, however you think it is, big or small, count your blessings. That is one way to be thankful, because when you begin to count them, you are reminded of how blessed you are. You're reminded of how blessed you are. I don't say lucky, because lucky is not the word, but you're reminded of how blessed you are. Another thing we need to be thankful for, another reason we need to be thankful, is because we are not just being thankful for ourselves, we are thankful for others. It's not for you alone. Your thankfulness, this season of Thanksgiving is not just for ourselves. There are people in our circle who look up to us. There are people in our circle who are rooting for us, who want to see us win, who may even be going through certain things that are unknown to us. And then when they see us celebrate our wins, they are encouraged and hopeful that, yeah, this thing can also happen to and for me. Then on Friday, we looked at hope, being hopeful for tomorrow, hopeful that tomorrow is going to come with its own wonderful blessings. Yes, today may not be as we expected it to go. Today may not be as fruitful, as blessed as we expected. But hey, we are hopeful that tomorrow is going to be better. We are hopeful that a better thing would happen to and for us tomorrow. And that is something that we look forward to. Do you get? That is something that should be at the back of our mind. The fact that something great, something amazing is going to happen for us, to us, tomorrow, next week, next month, 5 years from now, a year from now, a decade from now, things would not be as they have always been. That is something to be grateful for. And then yesterday I said, in this Thanksgiving season, yes, we would need to be working, we would need to be doing one or two things to ensure that, yes, there is money, there's food on our tables, there we're able to take care of our families and loved ones. It's also necessary and important that you rest. I have been singing this like a song this year on the podcast. God is my witness. And everybody has been listening to the podcast since the beginning of the year, who has followed this podcast consistently this year, would know and agree with me that I have been saying it, that rest is very, very important. And I also say it again, the sleep that you do not sleep today, your body would demand of it, would require of it tomorrow. And when that tomorrow comes, trust me, there is nothing, absolutely nothing that you can do about it. You won't be able to prevent yourself from not sleeping that sleep at that point. You must sleep that sleep. So that is what we have looked at on the podcast this week. I'm really, 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 really grateful. Aha! I just remembered something. Today is the 1 year anniversary that when I heard, or when I got the inspiration to do 365 days of podcasting in 2022. So this time, okay, not exactly this time last year, but on this day last year, I got the inspiration to do 365 episodes on the podcast this year. And honestly, it has been beautiful. It has been an amazing period. This year has been, see, I did not want to talk so much about it now. I'm keeping all my talk on this part of the podcast for the end of the year, because by then it's going to just make so much sense. The next 3 days, what we'll be doing next 3 days, at this point I genuinely do not know, but trust me, things would come on the podcast, you would hear my voice. We would go into December. It would be beautiful. Trust me. And till you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow, yourself, rest, and ciao.